Welcome this week's Foach's Corner. Got Phony Bennett here. How you doing, Phony?
I'm good, man. I'm pleased to be talking to Caden today. Caden, one of the two players that I sponsor on Twitter. So So that's pretty awesome.
We're excited. And today's guests brought to you by True Blue Pools out in Lexington, Kentucky. They are the pool doctor. So if you need anything related to your pool, I don't think they can ship the chemicals, but the other supplies, if you need anything, reach out to them. I know we have a lot of people in Kentucky that listen, so swing by. We'll have all their information in the description below. So thank you to Wesley for making this happen. So what's up, Caden? How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you guys doing?
Oh yeah, we're hanging in there. Appreciate you jumping on. I guess a lot of fans haven't heard your entire story probably. So maybe let's just start with how did you get into basketball? When did basketball become like a serious thing for you?
It probably became a serious thing my sophomore year of high school. I'd always like been around it, played it for fun, nothing like serious. I was more of a baseball player. Thought I was going to go to college for baseball. I hit growth spurt and I ended up quitting baseball. They put me on my varsity team my sophomore year of high school, and I didn't really enjoy it, but I kept working and I got better and started to fall in love with it. So,
yeah, I read your growth spurt. You went from what, 6 to 6'11"? Is that right?
It was 6'2" to 6'8". Okay. I think it was 6'2" my freshman year, 6'8" my sophomore year.
Wow. Yeah.
How did that adjustment go? Was it a little bit of a struggle, or was it?
For sure. Yeah, it was different. My feet grew so much. My feet were always big, but they got up to, I want to say 16 when I was like, however old that is, I think like 14, 15. And yeah, so I just felt like a baby deer out there. I was scrawny still, tall. Yeah, it was difficult.
So what was clothing wise, like how did you adjust? Was it all in one summer that happened?
That was whenever my freshman season started to my sophomore season. So that year, so November to November.
Wow.
As a for lot. Clothes, I don't even remember what we did because I was still playing baseball at the time, actually. So they didn't make baseball cleats in my size because like for the general public, because normally people aren't that tall when you play baseball. So we ended up having to buy like Nike Metcons and ship them to some company in New York, have them put some spikes on them so I could play baseball still. So
wow. So are you still a size 16 today?
I'm an 18 now.
That's a big shoe.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're the PJ Tucker of UVA last year with the Kobe's you were pulled out. We definitely noticed that. When did those come about? Like finding sneaker now? Is that a hard thing for you to do? Probably easier now with the internet, but
yeah, it's easier now. It's a sneakers app. I mean, Nike and Kobe got their deal is not going on right now, so hopefully they can work something out there. But I think I found the Kobe 5 Pro Tro sometime last year. I tried them out. I loved it. So now I have like 6 pairs of those, and those are my go-to for sure.
Those are sweet. All right, I know. Nobody wants to hear about sneakers more than me, so we'll stop that. So walk us through when did UVA come into the picture for you? Obviously in North Carolina.
It's a while ago. My junior year of high school, or going to my senior year of high school, the summer, the big recruiting summer. Mm-hmm. I think UVA came on kind of late. Because I was having a huge July, I started blowing up, getting offers from all these schools. I think UVA came on towards the end of July. I got on a phone call with Coach Bennett, and he eventually offered me sometime, maybe early August. And I immediately thought it was a perfect fit. And that's when I decided that's where I wanted to go during that phone call.
You know, we've asked guys about that before, like the late offer versus the early offer and how much that sways you. But so despite it being a late offer, you still gave it an equal shake, I guess.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, UVA offered both great academics and great basketball programs. So, I mean, I had to consider them along with everybody else. There wasn't really a front runner at the time. I was kind of just taking it all in stride, and I was just like, I'll get through this recruiting period and see what I have. And that's That's what I had.
So had you watched a lot of Virginia prior to that offer, or you just knew of them?
I watched a good amount. I knew they played defense, held teams to low scoring games. I did watch the UNBC game. I picked Virginia to win that year. But I mean, that is what it is. It didn't really affect me at all. I mean, it happened. So, yeah, I'd watched Virginia before that, and yeah, I liked what I saw.
What about the following year when, you know, that run through that tournament? Did you watch that pretty closely, I imagine?
Oh, yeah, I was watching every game. Me and my friends would sit down and watch every game that the guys played.
So did it change how you watched the game, knowing, all right, this is where I'm going to sort of imagine how you fit and where you'd fit and how you'd play?
Yeah, for sure. I guess the guy I kind of watched the most was Momedy. I knew that while I was watching that the roster would be a lot different the following year, considering they had Ty, Kyle, and Dre.
Right.
But, yeah, I watched a lot of what Momedy did, tried to learn from him, kept learning from him my first year. So, yeah.
That's pretty sweet. So what was it like when you finally got to UVA? Was there an adjustment period? Was it, were you like, any welcome to the ACC moments for you?
It was difficult moving into the dorm by myself. That was probably the most difficult part of adjusting the UVA life. I mean, the basketball was fine. I mean, it was a little more than what I'd done before, because obviously there's a big difference between like a public high school and a high major university. But the biggest part for me was probably just living on my own, away from my family and stuff.
It's a big adjustment.
Yeah.
Can I just take a second to say I'm digging your hair? And, you know, we've had, so you're the sixth player we've had on, and I think Virginia may be a front runner for the best hair in the league this year.
Yeah, I don't think I've cut it since January. I've been wearing a headband in practice to keep it out of my eyes. And
oh, nice. No, yeah, you got to take that to the court, the headband.
Yeah, I'm playing. That's the plan right now, unless my mom makes me cut it.
No, I mean, because I mean, so many guys have great hair. Jaden's hair. I mean, we've got some good looks on the team.
You see Armand's hair when he takes the braids out. He got a nice afro. I love it.
Yeah, that's what he said that he couldn't wear the braids like that on the court because they get in his eyes. So I think
he told me he's going to wear a headband with me this year. So I think he's going to wear the braids.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. I like that headband game.
Yep.
And then so talk us through last year. I don't know. We like to think you had a breakout year a little bit, but I know you had some bouts with mono and some other shit. So walk us through that. What was that like? Because you had such great momentum there for a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, my first year was definitely hard not being able to touch the court the whole year because I redshirted. But I mean, when I committed to UVA, I knew that was kind of probably the pathway I was going to go on. So coming to my second year, I was ecstatic to get on the court. I was feeling good. I was feeling the best I ever had. I think I was like 222 pounds, something like that, going into October. And that first week of October, I mean, I just got taken out by mono. And that was definitely challenging for me. But with the support of my family, my friends, my teammates, everybody around me, I was able to get through it. About a month later, I put on a little bit of weight to be healthy enough to play. And so that was great. I was super excited about that. And then it just hits again in January. So overall, it was probably the hardest year of my life for sure. I mean, battling mono on two separate occasions. I mean, it was the same stint of mono, but battling it twice was difficult. Not being able to help my teammates, that was difficult. Just having to watch a lot from the sideline. It was pretty hard, but I'm excited for this year.
No, and I know we definitely felt like, you know, the fan base felt there were moments that we could have used you. Defensively, I thought you really showed out last year. I mean, is that something you're really trying to hang your hat on, or you just happen to be good?
I like to protect the rim. That was probably my favorite thing to do in high school basketball, like just blocking shots. So hopefully that's my goal, is to keep that up, at least do – 3 quarters as well as Jay did with it. I mean, he had a ton of blocks in some games. And then the ball screen defense, I strive to be elite at that. Because I feel like if we can stop the ball screen, then that makes our defense 10 times better.
So block or dunk, what would you rather do?
Block. Yeah, like an emphatic block.
Nice. Like,
throw into the stands, yeah.
So the hedging and, you know, the recovery, is that something you specifically work on, knowing that you're going to have to do that? Is that something you've worked on the last couple of years?
The last couple of years in practice, we would have specific segments actually where we worked on that. And then this year, I mean, it's only summer, so we haven't done like all that much defense. We've been like fine tuning our offense, but having Isaiah here has been great. Last weekend I worked out with him and he showed me some stuff I could do on ball screens because he's really good at it. So
he was the best. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. So then walk us through what this last quarantine, kind of coming out of the quarantine, going into it, what was last season like for you? I know everybody knows we've had the ups and downs, but like, how was it for you on top of the mono piece?
Yeah, so yeah, like I said earlier, it was definitely the most challenging year of my life mentally and physically. It was just hard not being able to socialize like outside of your little circle on the team. Because you know, coming out of first year, you develop all these friendships and stuff, and now it's like you can't even see them. But I mean, having like a tight group of brothers around you the whole time definitely made it better. I couldn't imagine being on like a individual sport or whatever. But yeah, I mean, this year has been so much better already because we're allowed to see people, allowed to go have fun, do stuff that we used to my first year.
When you were going through that, was there any confusion with COVID? Was it like, were you worried you had COVID or was it? Or were you pretty sure you knew what was going on?
Oh, when I had mono?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the first week. So I was getting super sick, and they were 100% sure it was COVID. Like, we kept testing and testing. I think I took, I had to have taken at least 7 tests in, like, 5 or 6 days. It was crazy.
That'd be scary. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I thought I put the whole team in jeopardy. I mean, it was only October, but actually, because I had been, like, one of the girls on the soccer team tested positive. I was around her the night before, so I was like, well, this has to be COVID. And they ended up asking me how much I was sleeping. I was like, 10 or 12 hours. And so they're like, you ever had mono before? And I was like, nah. And so they tested me for that. That's what it was. So I didn't end up getting COVID till a few days after after we lost to Ohio.
So, you know, I know the mono can have like relapses. I don't know what they call them. So is that something that you think is behind you now? Or is it just always there? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, so I was getting tested from October through March or whatever. And it was active the whole time. That's why it flared up again in January. It's not necessarily that it reactivated. It was just, it never went.
Gotcha.
It never went dormant. Okay. And the physical demands of basketball, school, all that stuff, just my body was saying no, came back up. So I got tested again in March when I started feeling sick again. And I was COVID positive, mono negative. So it should be behind me now. I've heard the reactivation are super slim. So,
yeah. Good. And I hope fans are anxious to see more of you.
Yeah, we're really hoping you're going to be healthy and we can see the real Caden for a full season. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So what are you hoping to show out this year? What haven't the fans seen yet?
I'm a lot more stronger this year. I've gained 25 pounds in the offseason, I think. I'm up to like 230 some pounds. So I'm hoping to be more physical than last year, more explosive, then a little bit wetter last year, but better, hopefully.
Gotcha. Nice.
Yeah, the little tidbits I've heard from people that have seen practice is, man, Caden looks good, which is, we're excited, definitely excited. So then this offseason, really, you're ability to have some playing time and then now have an actual off season that, you know, has it been different than the ones prior?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, last year's off season was on our own for the most part, and then we were in groups, small groups for our workouts and stuff. This year it's good to all be together, even though there's not as many of us, because you know, Poppy's in Tokyo and Igor's not here yet. I don't know if I'm missing anybody, but yeah, the group's definitely smaller this year, but we're able to get to work together, and I think that's really beneficial.
Yeah, that's really, yeah, that's huge. So then what about, let's go back to the code, the quarantine thing. What was your routine like in quarantine for workouts? We talked to Armand. He had to go buy a hoop with, split a hoop with his mom and shoot out in his park in his driveway. What did you do?
So when the whole pandemic started, actually, I went home, complained to my parents about my knees. I was like, my knees are killing me. I'm laying down and they're still throbbing or whatever. So I ended up having to get injections to my knees anyway. So it's not like I was able to work out that much because we were trying to fix my knees to get me ready for the season. But towards the back end of quarantine, I would just go to my friend's garage and lift with him. There was a guy with an outdoor court in my neighborhood. And my dad ended up getting to know him a little bit, and he let us go back there and shoot. So that's pretty much what I was limited to.
Do you think that had effect last season a little bit? Like, were you more rusty than you expected to be when the season started?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely more rusty.
Yeah, we heard that feedback from a few players. Like, oh, that they were surprised that, you know, playing slowly, you don't get all the timing things by running 5-on-5.
Yeah. I feel like just being able to socialize more is going to give you better team chemistry and better. I don't know. It seems like that's going to translate too.
For sure. We're already really close now. The new guys, Jade and Armand, Tane, so it's good.
Everybody's meshing well. That's pretty cool. Anyone surprised you so far this season? And I mean, obviously it's only a few weeks of practice, but anyone surprise you in terms of what they're bringing to the table?
I wouldn't say surprise me because I knew that they were going to work. But I'm really liking Kihei and Reese's confidence when they're shooting jump shots.
Nice.
Oh, fans are gonna love to hear that.
Yeah,
very exciting. And then we've been asking just so fans get to know you a little bit more. What is something they don't know about you off the court? Obviously, we know you're passionate about basketball, but off the court, what does Caden like to do?
Off the court, I like to go eat with my teammates, or I play video games. I'll play video games with my boys from back home. If it's an off day and like I already finished working out, I'll play hours with them. That we love to do that. We play in little competitive tournaments. I play Warzone, so we play in little competitive tournaments, okay. Like that this website hosts. That's what we like to do. I'm not the best. I like to think I'm pretty good, but I'm definitely not the best, but I enjoy it. So,
yeah, I was just going to say, you're sitting in a gaming chair of some sort, aren't you?
Yeah, it's my gaming setup right there. It's my monitor. I like it.
Yeah. We'll have to see you on Twitch soon with Kihei.
Ah, that would be fun. Kihei is better than me at Warzone. He's the best at Warzone on our team, for sure.
Yeah, we've heard the legend of Kihei, both on Fortnite and now on Warzone. So we're going to have to definitely tune in to him more. Yep. More to come on that one for sure. And then in terms of food, what is the places you typically like to eat in Charlottesville?
I want to say my favorite spot in Charlottesville is probably Jack Brown's over the downtown mall.
We haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite right now. I mean, I'm always open to suggestions on new places to eat in Charlottesville. So if anybody has any, I would love them. Some of the guys, I recently discovered Lazy Parrot through some of the guys.
I've heard that one.
Over in Pantops. We've been going there some this year. I've liked it. Yeah, I'm really open to anything. I mean, the only type of food I really don't eat is like Mediterranean, and I don't really eat Chinese. So.
Yeah, there's we hear the new restaurants are going to be opening up very soon now in Charlottesville, so there'll be more to come.
Yeah, Ralph has the tap house or tap room or whatever opening at the barracks, so that's exciting.
Ralph,
what was that?
You say Ralph has one
open? Yeah, it says Ralph Sampson something at barracks where Zimberg used to be. Yeah, nice. It says Ralph Sampson.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
I know he bought into the White Spot as well, which is cool.
Right, that's right. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the white spot. Oh, so what is the late night place to eat now? The choice for you, Cane's, or is it?
I'm a North Carolina guy, so it's always been Cookout. You know, if it's after 10 and everything's closed, I'm going to Cookout.
That's a good choice.
Can't go wrong. Have you had a Gus Burger yet?
I don't really like eggs on anything other than scrambled, so no.
Yeah. Gus Burger is a. I don't know what where else is that a popular thing? I feel like there are more places in Charlottesville that have the.
I mean, an egg on a burger. Yeah, I mean, it's not that unusual. You can find it here and there, but it's there's something about it that is a late night burger that's good. And then you should have a Gus Burger eating contest.
I'd have to talk myself into trying that one.
Yeah. There was a Gus Burger eating contest when I was there, some kind of charity thing that they did, and I watched.
I saw a sign for that last time I was in there. So,
what's that?
I think I saw a sign for the eating competition last time.
Oh, are they still doing it? Yeah, it was kind of gross. A few people tried to eat more than they could handle, and it wasn't pleasant.
What is it, Joey Chestnut? And I don't know.
Yeah, there's no Joey Chestnut here because he keeps his food down.
Yeah,
These folks didn't quite manage that.
Well, anything else from the fan standpoint that we're missing, Phony? And then everybody's been really excited about Cade in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, last year we didn't get to see a lot of you, but it was tantalizing, and I think it left people very optimistic. So I think defensively, that's where Caden really stood out to the fans. So I think, you know, offensively, I'm sure we'll see more of that this year, just with more minutes. And, you know, if that defense is there, you know, the fans love their defense. So, you know, we're excited for you. You know, we're, you know, happy you're healthy again. And this is going to be a fun season. I think really seeing a new group come together and a lot of guys that we haven't seen much before.
I'm going to call it now. Caden, all ACC.
That would be cool.
I'm saying it now. I'm on record. We appreciate your time jumping on. Thank you to Wesley at True Blue Pools in Lexington, Kentucky for making this happen. And we will catch you soon. Thank you, Caden.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Goes.